I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He is with us on this Friday afternoon. It's 12:38. Chad Hartman with Major Garrett. You can check out Major right now with us. You can check him out in many roles, including his podcast, The Debrief, The Takeout. And I know there's a big emphasis, and your podcasts are a part of this, on climate change. And what CBS is doing really on their major platforms, Eye on Earth. Yeah. Talk about your role in what CBS is doing.
Well, so I think the other networks will do it too. Earth Day is April 22nd. It's going to be Earth Week. And within CBS, we've been assigning stories and pulling things together for a good long while. I took it upon myself with my podcast, The Debrief, to devote 2 episodes to the whole question of climate change. How severe is it? How real is the science? It's very real. We have the voices of skeptics in their episode 2, which will debut on Tuesday. But we've talked to some of the most interesting and relevant figures in this debate, including the president's chief climate advisor, Gina McCarthy, David Wallace Wells, who wrote a New York Times bestselling book called The Uninhabitable Earth. Elizabeth Colbert is on The Takeout this weekend, which listeners to WCCO will be able to hear this weekend. She's a New Yorker staff writer. She wrote the Pulitzer Prize-winning 2014 book, The Sixth Extinction. Okay, well, the 5 didn't involve humans. The 6th very well might, if we don't get this right. So it's an enormous topic. The science runs in all different directions. I learned a ton, and I'm still learning. And it is both a story of, boy, we really blew it, and a story of, hey, we can get this right. And it's not too late. But the we blew it part is significant, and we have to own up to that. One key statistic that fits within that parameter. So half of the carbon pollution in the atmosphere, half, and carbon equivalents in the air, 51 billion tons a year. That's one statistic. That's carbon dioxide that comes from cars and factories, methane, which comes from natural gas, which heats sometimes your water heater or your stove, and nitrous oxide. All right, half of it that's in the atmosphere now was pumped there since 1992. Why do I point to 1992? Because that was the first year the United Nations established a climate change framework. So the sad, inescapable conclusion of that, Chad, is we have knowingly pumped as much carbon equivalents and the greenhouse gases in the air as we did unknowingly. So our intentions have been garbage for the last 30 years, okay, essentially.
Precisely. Yep.
And we got to wrap our heads around that and say, okay, we got to own that. And when you talk about owning carbon emissions in the air, you own them for 10,000 years. They stay there for a very long time. Even if we got to zero right now, we'd still have some global warming because of the accumulation that's going to still be with us. But don't get depressed. Don't put your head in the sand, because that's not an option. We got to reorient things. And in this week's episode, we talked to GM and others who are reorienting things real time to try to pull us back from carbon or our reliance on it and seek other alternatives.
So from the work you already knew and then the interviews you did, let's talk about the skeptics.
Yeah.
Do you believe the skeptics that have researched this still have credibility? And why do you think we still have such a partisan split on this issue?
Well, the partisan split is about choices. I don't think there's really a partisan split anymore about the climate science. And even when I talk to a skeptic from the Competitive Enterprise Institute, I said, do you believe that the global temperature has gone up 1.2 degrees Celsius since the pre-industrial age? Yes. I said, do you believe that oceans are slightly more acidic than they were in the pre-industrial age? Yes. Do you believe that ice sheets are melting in the Antarctic and Arctic? Yes. So they don't deny any of those things, the skeptics. What they deny is that it's terrible and universally terrible. What they say is, well, you've got to net out the things. In certain regions, it's bad. In other regions, it's good. Carbon dioxide helps things get green. We have more green plant life in the world than we had 30 years ago. Part of that's because of CO2 concentrations. That's actually technically true, but it's not necessarily foodstuffs. But they look at that and say, well, in certain parts, it's greener. And they also say, we can adjust to this. Humanity can adjust to it. And if you look at the long history of the human species, yes, we adjust to everything. That's why we're the most invasive species ever introduced on planet Earth. We adapt to anything. Yep. They also say the remedies are wrong. They're all driven by government. They're not driven by private sector. And they're inefficient compared to fossil fuels. Well, technically, that's also true. There is no more efficient energy source on this planet than fossil fuels by a mile.
Correct. But
that doesn't mean it doesn't do harm to the atmosphere. It most certainly does. And we explore all of that.
Let's switch to what I think we just can call court packing. The Democrats have been very frustrated because they haven't had the presidency. And when they did have the presidency, they felt that Barack Obama picked a moderate in Judge Garland. And that it was after the death of Antonin Scalia. Mm-hmm. And there was still 7 months to go before an election. There was 11 months before a new president, there was plenty of time. Didn't happen. And guess what? When there was less time, when Judge Ginsburg passed away, sadly, magically, Judge Barrett is on the court. Yep. And now there was push, especially from the left, saying, we got to end this. We got to make up for it. And if we need to change the court from 9 to 13, we should do it.
Yeah, it's the great unrealized New Deal aspiration of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And if you read the history about that, you can't be quite sure what FDR's intentions were, but they were crafty as all get out because he drove that issue. He lost badly, but he sent a signal to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court, after all of this national drama about whether the court would be enlarged or not, perhaps coincidentally, perhaps just because there was a different reading of the underlying text of the Constitution and the limits or expansiveness of the federal writ when it came to New Deal programs, the court on the other side of that great national debate seemed to rule much more regularly in FDR's favor. It might have been a great maneuver, a loss that turned into a victory, but it is the great unrealized dream of the New Deal. And there are plenty of progressives, at least in the House, who say, hey, let's reintroduce that. Well, it's going nowhere in the Senate. It's not the remedy that Democrats need right now. What they need right now is to figure out what is imperative in the infrastructure plan the president has put together. What are you willing to horse trade with Republicans are? If you're not willing to horse trade, what do you got to keep and what do you have to ram through on a 50-vote slender majority in the Senate? And you have one more chance to do that. That's where the real debate is. This other court packing thing is a notion, but it's not a serious deal right now.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere, right? Isn't this?
No.
This is too. The left of the party, I hear you, you've got me, I tried, but I can help you out in other areas.
Right. And I have some sympathy with conservative arguments that say win elections.
Yeah.
And you win the presidency and you win more Senate seats and you can confirm more justices. How about that?
Yeah, I think they're right. I think they're right. Okay. Now, over your left shoulder, looks to be a beautiful liquor cabinet.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Can you go and grab something that's in that liquor cabinet and show us right now? Take the headphones off. Get up. I'll describe it. I used to do play-by-play. Mage is wearing a beautiful blue shirt. He's got shorts on. Our first look at Major's calves, I thought, tremendous. They're real and they're spectacular.
Okay.
Right, he's putting his headphones back on.
This is my summarization. This is a great gin.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You can't go
Saint
wrong
George,
with
right.
a gin and tonic. Never, Beautiful. Ever can go wrong with it.
And this is how I winterize. Lagavulin, single malt.
Oh,
Islay.
Yes.
Yeah. That's my winterization program. Okay.
What are you, an automobile?
It's my antifreeze, baby. It's the greatest antifreeze on planet Earth.
That it is. I've been dabbling more lately with whiskey. Whiskey.
Sure.
becoming more a part of my life from a good friend of mine who is actually celebrating his birthday today. That's kind of the newest area in my drinking repertoire. Mm-hmm. So we've been pandemic for a while.
Yep.
I don't believe I've been drinking anymore during the pandemic. Do you believe you have been? That yes. mischievous smile
yes.
makes you want to hear this answer.
Yes. Yeah. You remember the great line in North by Northwest where Roger Thornhill says, you know, I have two ex-wives and three bartenders who depend upon me, you know? I haven't been able to live up to my commitment to them. So I've been doing a lot of bartending here at the house. And yeah, I would say it's not an extravagant amount more, yeah. but sure. When it's all right there and it's like 5:30 and you've been in the house all day long, and you're like, oh, okay. So yes, I would say at the margins, yes. And I've actually gone through a couple of months where I'm like, okay, we're going to go one day on, 2 days off. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you say 5:30 a.m.? Is that what you said? Jackie.
No.
We were talking off air.
Yeah.
You are now fully vaccinated.
I am, as of yesterday at 12:30. And deeply indebted to the state of Maryland and Governor Larry Hogan because they opened up for non-Maryland resident journalists March. The ability to sign up. I didn't jump the line. I signed up as anyone would who was eligible. Got my first shot at the end of March. That line that I stood in, very orderly, very well managed and beautifully put together. Took me an hour and a half to walk through. I went up yesterday, same place, M&T Stadium in downtown Baltimore. There was no line from the time I got out of my car to the time I got my jab was 3 minutes. And a little bit achy, a little bit foggy. And I know for me, that's hard to tell, you know, what spectrum of fogginess I'm actually on. But other than that, no side effects.
I will be vaccinated for the second time next Wednesday in lovely Wadena, Minnesota.
Excellent. Let me say this about that. I just want to say this to the listeners. Look, we're doing this as a country. It's a massive undertaking. There's lots of stakeholders. And one administration got the vaccine and the other sped up and increased the ability of us to administer it. It's an American project. Americans are making it work. Americans are benefiting from it. This is a holistic national experience, and we should take happiness from it and pride in it. We're doing this better and better every day. For those who want it, supplies are becoming readily available. It's an American project. It's a bipartisan project. Lots of people. There's no cost. Hello?
I know.
Come on.
It's amazing.
We're doing this thing.
Yeah,
and we're doing it well and better. And I just think we should just pause for a second and maybe not bask in it, but just appreciate it for a second.
It's brilliantly stated. And I think it should be a lesson to us that we can do other things collectively.
We can.
There are fundamental differences.
We are the best country on the planet currently and doing things well when we do them together. We don't do them so well when we don't do them together. But when we do them together, we're really good at it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things we've accomplished that we did together. And we used to think about that as the mean aspiration for this country. And I'd like for us to at least think more actively about getting back to that. Well, that's the norm.
Yeah. You know,
the American norm. What's the American norm? Work right. together, get it done.
Yeah. How foggy are you right now? 0 to 10.
I'm actually feeling just fine. Yeah. I would say I'm more achy than foggy. Because there's something about being with you, Chad, that lifts all the fog.
I was going to say that makes you foggy.
lifts all the fog.
So if I asked you to take your shirt off right now, you probably... Woo! Look at those pipes. Oh, there's the Band-Aid.
There's the Band-Aid right there. That's proof.
That's a Missouri grad's arm right there. My brother.
Farmer tan and all. Exactly. Golfers.
I got to go. Right, love it as always. Do well. Bye. He is the best. Major Garrett here on CCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.